Kagodosh Boker Tov, we're just going to continue with Alachot. Remember yesterday we were speaking about if a person forgot and they said, right, Ha'el HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, or they said, right, the Melech Oev Tzedaka Mishpat instead of HaMelech HaMishpat, do we go back or not? We spoke about Shliach Tzibur and the differences. Now what happens is that during the year, if a person made a mistake and said HaMelech HaMishpat, they do not go back. That's what's brought down in the Rav Chida. Even though there is a Ma'amar Mordechai that wants to say that the proper thing is that when he finishes, as if to say that if he remembered, he would finish a tefillah, and then he would do a tefillah nedavah shenit, right? Even though technically, again, mi'ikar hadin, technically, once a person already finished the Amidah, they don't have to go back. So even if a person made a mistake during the year, and they said HaMelech HaMishpat, this question usually happens on the night of Kippur. That all of a sudden, Motzei Kippur, right, they come to me and they say, Rabbi, I said HaMelech HaKadosh instead of HaKel HaKadosh, but they started getting already used to it so much that they say that. So technically, again, b'diavad, it's okay. Now, we were speaking about yesterday if a person made a mistake and they for sure said the wrong thing or they had a doubt. Now, here in Sif Bet, it comes and it gives us a chidush. Sif Bet says, Im amar ha'el ha'kadosh v'tok kede dibur niskar, right? V'amar ha'melech ha'kadosh, en tzarich lachzor v'chel adim ha'melech ha'mishpat. So here in Sif Bet, it gives us as if to say a loophole, a way to get out of it. What does that mean, a way to get out of it? If right now we came and we said ha'el ha'kadosh, and then all of a sudden we realize that we had to say HaMelech HaKadosh. So what we're supposed to do is that as long as it was within the 3 seconds that we're able to talk to the Dibur, that we could fix it. And therefore we obviously say all of a sudden HaMelech HaKadosh. Or we would say HaMelech HaMishpat. Now there is even a bigger Kiddush, is that what happens right now if you have a doubt, if you fix yourself within talk to the Dibur. Which means that right now I know for sure I made the mistake. I said HaKel HaKadosh, or I said Melech Oev Tzedaka Mishpat. Now I come and I fix myself. I know I fixed myself. I said a Melech HaMishpat, or I said a Melech HaKadosh. But I had a doubt whether I fixed it Toch Kedei Dibur or not. So it says here, the Shut Yabiyah Omer brings down that if we are in a doubt, you have to go back. You have to go back and you have to start again. And he says, why? He says, because the entire concept of fixing Toch Kedei Dibur is also a machloket poskim. That's why I said it's a chidush. And that's why, since it's a machloket, whether it works or not, so now all of a sudden it comes out that you have a safek sfeka lechumra. What does that mean? He says, maybe be'emet, as if to say, you did do it within tokeh de dibur, and whether you didn't. If you didn't do it tokeh de dibur, you would have to start the amida again. But even if you did do it tokeh de dibur, again you have a machloket, maybe tokeh de dibur doesn't even help. So because of that, we do a safek sfeka lechumra, that now you would have to start again the Amidah. So therefore, it's very, very important. Again, this is by HaKel HaKadosh, because we already explained that by Melech Oev Tzedaka Mishpat, the majority of the we're going to say, Rishonim and even Acharonim, say that you do not have to go back, right? That means even though Shitat Maran was to go back, and Rav Uvadia also is posek like Maran, we have the general rule of Safek Merachol HaKel, and that was the psak of not only as if to say the Moroccan Minagim, but that was also the Ben Ishchai, Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul, and a lot of others as well, that they said Safek Merachol HaKel Kenegen Maran, and there, which is the normal general rule that we always use, right? Rav Uvadia doesn't say that to do with the Talit. Do you know that the Moroccan Minhag there, we do go like Maran and the Dot Mizrach don't. For example, if the Talit comes and it falls off of us, right? Or for example, it completely falls off, or things like that, Shitat Maran is you have to make a new bracha on the Talit, right? Rav Uvadia wants to bring a Rosh and others that you Safek Berachol HaKel, Kenegen Maran, you don't need to. However, though, you do see that there, we go like Maran and we do the bracha, and they're saying Safek Berachol HaKel, Kenegen Maran. Here it says Vera Fochu. So here what's coming out is that the Moroccan Minhag, as is brought in Kisush Haran Rucho Toladanu and others as well, is that we do not go back. Right, and that was a lot of other minagim as well, though they don't go back because since they already used the word Melech Oev Tzedaka Mishpat, so they don't need to go back. And the Dota Mizrach, which means Rav Uvadia, says that you would actually go back. Now it says also, right, that what happens if you're going to start the next Biracha. So if a person is going to start the next Biracha, and even if it's going to be one word of the next Biracha, he has to start again. That's what's brought down in Mishnah Brura over here in Sivkatan Zayin, right? And also, it's brought down in the Chazon of Adiyah as well, Amukhu Tzadik Be, which comes out that if I'm going to start the Tachon El Adam Da'at, for example, the second that I started Ata, right, for the next word, even if it was within the 3 seconds, that's it. I already lost a Melech HaKadosh, and that means even if I did, right, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaKel HaKadosh, Ata, HaMelech HaKadosh, the second that I started Ata, the next, as if to say the next Biracha, I would have to start again from the beginning of the Amidah.